The third parak, and probably the final parak in Bikurim. Pashas, it's the last parak. So, what do we have today and have tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem? Okay, so really the third parak here deals with, what we'll do today really deals with what you'd want to know about Bikurim, which is like, yeah, how do you do it? Like, up to now, just saying, you know, it's the dinim and like, what's eligible. And here's how it works. So, number Mishnah Aleph here talks about, you know, when it's still in the field. Ketzed mafrishin esa bikurim. How do you set aside your bikurim? Yorad adam l'toch sadeu. A guy goes back down into his field. V'roa te'ena shebikra. He sees the first of the figs that are, you know, yeah, but it's not bikra. It's like it's starting to emerging. That's good. Emerge. That's a good word. Emerge. Or eshkol shebikir, or the first of the clusters of the grapes. Or Riman Shabikar, or the pomegranate starting to come. Kosho Begemi, so then he takes like a string. A gemi is like a reed, you know, he takes whatever he has handy. But I guess you pull a piece of, you know, wheat out the ground and you tie it up. Vomer Hare Elu Bikurim, and you declare this thing to be Bikurim. And normally you can't, we said, declare anything to be these different hafrashas, give it their names, until they're ready to go. Edible and so on. We said if you make a declaration, we saw yesterday, if you make a declaration on truma, let's say attached to the ground, not achal. Here, bikurim, as soon as what happens is in any fruit, essentially, you have a flower, then the flower ends up at the end, like the leaves fall off, and in the middle of it, it's like a little bud which is into the fruit. So as soon as the petals have fallen out and you have a little bud there, that's the bikur business. That's, you know, you see, oh, there's going to be the fruit. I remember we saw the word smadar. Smadar we had the other day. Smadar, that's like the blossom, and then what happens, the leaves fall off, and underneath there'll be a little thing, which is the boser. So once you've spotted it, then you say, oh, there it is, that's the fruit coming to be, and you can mark it off.
There is an odd situation here.